Welcome to Cheater and the Rue. This is Jeff Chrysler, author of Get Rich Cheating, and as usual, not with me is Lee Papa of the Rude Pundit. Tonight we're trying something very special here on Cheater and the Rude. We are going to do an hour-long episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour, which keeps in the same mindset of us. So strap in, take a listen to the first 20-something minutes, have a little break, and come back at 8:30 for the second 20-something minutes. Enjoy yourself. Check us out at thefinaledition.com. GetRichCheating.com, RudePundit.blogspot.com, ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com, PRN.fm, etc., etc. Love you, baby.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for audiences who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is. Welcome to the Final Edition Radio Hour, a more perfect onion. I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler. This week, Chris Christie explodes, Ira Glass examines the new economy, and Charlie Rose hits on Meryl Streep.
We'll also preview Spielberg's new blockbuster, which has already won the Oscar for Best Movie of 2014, be touched by an OK Cupid romance, and feel the pain of downwardly mobile cats.
This is the Final Edition Radio...
Oh my God! Hour!
And now, a message from Freedom Industries in West Virginia.
Mr. Freedom, I've lived in Charleston, West Virginia my whole short life, but my town has never smelled so delicious. What's going on?
Well, Timmy, we at Freedom Industries have inadvertently leaked a delicious chemical into the water. A magical, wonderful, scrum-tastic syrup called 4-methylcyclohexane methanol.
It smells like licorice. Can I drink it?
Good God, no.
But it makes the town smell like Candyland.
More than that, Timmy, it makes the town smell like freedom. Freedom from oversight. Freedom from eco-terrorists. Freedom from liberals. Freedom from Obamacare.
Freedom from tumors?
Sorry, Timmy. Freedom isn't free.
But they hurt so much.
You know, Timmy, we've got a pretty nice little country here, except for the majority of the population, which voted for that Kenyan fella. But we've all got to make sacrifices for freedom and Freedom Industries.
What are you sacrificing, Mr. Freedom?
Well, I have to give up going anywhere within 50 miles of your wonderful, wonderful town. But more than that, Freedom Industries will have to give up its name for a while.
Oh, Mr. Freedom.
I know, Timmy. But until that heavenly stench of licorice completely dissipates, and it's so pretty deep in the ground, so, you know, Freedom Industries is going to have to call itself something else. Maybe Liberty Industries, or Unconstrained Industries, or Carte Blanche Industries. Oh, I like that one.
How about Super 5 Happiness Remember 9/11 Industries?
Good one, Timmy. We're all gonna miss you.
But Mr. Freedom, will freedom be gone forever?
No, Freedom Industries will never die. Just all the plant life surrounding it.
Freedom Industries of West Virginia. They may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom.
Industries.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks, the fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
The following is a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Hi, I'm Bill Newport.
And I'm Chris White, on behalf of Idiots with Guns.
You know, every time someone gets in the news shooting an unarmed person, the National Rifle Association rises to defend responsible gun owners. But what about the rest of us?
The Second Amendment to the Constitution doesn't just guarantee guns for smart, responsible people. They're for everyone.
We're idiots, and we have the right to defend ourselves.
Now suppose I see a black teenager in a hoodie walking down the street at night. What am I supposed to do? Call the police? Do what they tell me? Let highly trained members of law enforcement handle the situation?
Or let's say I've just had a messy divorce, and now my kids and ex-wife are going to continue their lives without my total control.
Plus, you're drunk.
Plus, I'm drunk. So, I have to go home and kill them.
What else can you do?
Do I have another option?
Probably. But point is, we're too dumb to think of it. That's why guns must be kept safe and legal for exactly the kind of morons who really use them.
So I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can shoot you in a homosexual panic.
What?
I'm not gay!
This has been a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Explosive news from New Jersey, which could transform the 2016 presidential race. Our senior East Coast correspondent, Stone Peck, has the breaking story.
Just before noon today, residents of Princeton, New Jersey, were startled to hear this. It was Governor Chris Christie exploding. Christie was in the governor's mansion, Drumthwacket, which was totally demolished. He was signing a bill raising the federal minimum weight for New Jersey governors from 200 to 700 pounds. Doctors had been warning the governor since the current round of scandals began that he ran the risk of exploding. Christie's personal physician, Lakshmi Schwartz.
Since the cone business, I had been very concerned about a colossal buildup of methane in the governor's internal organs. This was due to his inability or unwillingness for many weeks now to expel bodily wastes from his system.
Are you saying, Doctor, that Christie exploded because he was literally full of shit?
I would not say that. I would say he was full of fecal matter.
Adipose tissue, fecal matter, and bits of Drumthwacket rained down on Mercer County for several hours. One wooden cherub actually made it as far as Albany, where it caused extensive damage to Governor Cuomo's mansion. Governor Cuomo.
Hey, it's a small price to pay.
Back in New Jersey, officials in nearby Hunterdon County, New Jersey, said the governor's highly toxic remains were contaminating their reservoirs, which provide much of the state's drinking water. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno.
I am refusing to accept federal disaster relief because, as you know, I detest big government, but not big governors.
A few minutes later, Guadagno realized she was now governor of New Jersey and felt much better. The big fallout, sorry, big, was inadvertent, but while we're on the subject, hey, let's hear Christie exploding again. Magnificent! Of course, the big fallout will be in the next presidential race. Christie's record of running New Jersey like a slightly less homicidal Tony Soprano had so excited the GOP, he was being groomed to make a run, or at least a slow shuffling walk, for the White House in 2016. Now what? Chairman of the RNC, Reince Priebus.
On this tragic day...
Sorry to interrupt, but... what is it with your name? It sounds like a very small, very unreliable hybrid produced in Finland.
I hardly think in the face of this tragedy...
or Paraguay.
Stone, teams of GOP autopsy experts...
and you have a lot of those.
...are scouring western New Jersey for Governor Christie's remains. We already have his left buttock.
That's huge!
It is. 3'7" wide, to be exact. With good old GOP stick-to-itiveness... I believe we can reconstruct the governor, reanimate that splendid conservative mind.
That's a lovely dream, Reince.
Yes, it is, Stone, and doable, because I believe the GOP is capable of anything.
But let me remind you of a political reality I learned in grade school. Governor Dumpty sat on a wall. Governor Dumpty had a great fall, and all the GOP's whores and all the GOP's bagmen couldn't put Governor Dumpty back together again. Ah, what the hell? One more time. Sayonara, Governor Dumpty!
Did you know that water that has been boiled in a microwave, then cooled, is harmful to plants? Well, it isn't. But millions of people now think it is. Thanks, Internet!
The following message is brought to you by the Republican effort to totally revamp ourselves in 2014. Or Retro 2014.
I am black.
I am gay.
And I am Latino.
We're the new Republicans.
Hey, my black friend. You are African American all the time. Tell the people why you are Republican, why don't you?
Glad to, my same-sex friend. I am a smaller government guy, who is also a black guy.
And I am a part of a growing group of Spanish-type people.
We're the new Republicans!
As a Latino man, I'm not going to deport myself.
I no longer wish to deport you, only to discriminate against you in more socially acceptable ways.
As do I, my fellow minorities. I am gay, but I feel gay marriage should be between a man and a woman.
We're the new Republicans!
I think evolution might be true.
I think facts might be true.
Global warming is still not true.
We're the new Republicans!
As a black man, I no longer believe in not helping black people.
I am gay. I am here. Get used to it.
I speak Spanish.
Now America has a real choice.
It's like the choice between Oreos and Hydrox.
Vegas and Atlantic City.
Type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes.
We're the new Republicans!
Are we off?
Oh, that was pretty good.
I'm going to be the gay guy next time.
The following portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by a grant from Smirk Pharmaceuticals.
I take Dirigor epinephamphetamortizone, or DREAM. It doesn't do that much for me. It can't take the dog for a walk. It won't fry my breakfast. It can't change the horror of an infinitely blank and hostile universe bent on burying me alive beneath the immeasurable weight of its dark matter. But it does make me feel a little better. For a while. Smirk developed DREAM to counteract the horrific side effects brought on by long-term use of its own hypertrophic drugs. And DREAM does the job. I do feel a little better. For a while. Then I have to take some more. Ask your doctor if DREAM is right for your bottomless sense of despair. In the meantime, here's a few things you should know.
Dirigor epinef amphetamortizone can and usually will cause dizziness, violent seizures, loss of hearing, uncontrollable vomiting leading to organ failure, hair loss of fingers, toes, and limbs, leprosy, partial blindness, total blindness, massive strokes, bloody stool, seven groups of terminal cancers, morbid obesity, asphyxia, sudden death, not so sudden death, slow lingering death, death by water, bubonic plague, necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating disease, spontaneous combustion, and stage 3 syphilis. Be aware that Dirigor epinef amphetamortizone is a powerful toxin with no known antidote. It should not be taken by pregnant women, non-pregnant women, tall women, overweight women, men of any size, children, adolescents, seniors, pets, any human or non-human living thing, except starving, desperately poor Africans in the course of a large-scale clinical trial.
Look, DREAM works. I've tried everything for that overwhelming sense of my own inescapable futility, and nothing works like DREAM. You know, DREAM makes me feel a little better. And who doesn't want to feel a little better? For a while.
This has been a message from your good friends at Smirk.
You've gotten all your errands done without talking to another actual human being. In weeks. Thanks, Internet.
It's time to meet the Final Edition Radio Hour's chaplain and end times advisor, Pastor John Hagee, of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas. Here's Pastor John with another End Times God podcast.
Today, highway safety and the rapture. We all know that in this end time, with Christ Jesus just around the corner, countless pure, holy Christians are going to be snatched up bodily to heaven in the rapture. But what about we, or you, who are left behind? Say Aunt Daisy is taking you for a ride in her truck. Suddenly, that sweet little old Bible-believing Baptist lady is raptured. Dandy for Daisy, but what about you? You're hurtling down the highway in a driverless vehicle, and it just hit an SUV head-on. Brother, you could be looking at massive head injury. But not if you're wearing one of my unique end-time rapture helmets. Just $99.99 for the peace of mind that passeth all understanding. End-time rapture helmets come in all sizes, 1 through 5. Get them for the whole family. Don't let your loved ones become helpless vegetables. Vegetables don't have souls, and they can't be raptured. So please, brethren and sistren, whenever you drive, for Christ's sake, wear your rapture helmet. Rejoice, America, for the Messiah is coming.
Hello, ladies. Are you 40, single, married, divorced, overworked, unemployed, bumping against the glass ceiling? Whatever your drama, we can help you escape. Meet Xavier, Raul, Chindao, and Unguru. These handsome little devils are available for companionship at a very reasonable rate. They don't talk back. They don't make you worry. They don't ask questions. All they do is love. Why? Because they're babies and you're 40. And we're Rent-A-Baby. Don't you want to hold a baby, smell a baby, rock that baby while he or she snuggles right in and, makes you feel you're needed and capable and human in some small, finite, rentable way? These little cooing warm balls of soft, smooth love have no agenda except wanting to be held by you, by the minute, by the hour, or for a whole weekend away. Our babies are clean, well-rested, and well-behaved. And if they're not, well, their birth mothers remain in a holding cell while we fight immigration reform. At Rent-A-Baby, everyone, no matter their race, color, creed, or income level, is worthy of love, if they're babies. Rent-A-Baby, they're there, they're there. Do, 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 do.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Charlie Rose Show. I'm Charlie Rose. Tonight's guest needs no introduction. 3-time recipient of the Academy Award and nominated 17 times. One of the greatest actors of this or perhaps any generation, Meryl Streep.
Thank you, Charlie. It's wonderful to be here.
In your most recent film, August, Osage County, you play an alcoholic abusive mother. From my understanding, you actually became alcohol for this role.
Oh, Charlie, that's silly. I don't know what I do. I simply become the role. I read the text and simply become what is needed to tell the story. That's all. It's silly.
I see.
Yes.
I've always had feelings for you.
Excuse me?
I've always had feelings for you.
Is that why you brought me here?
I'm not a smart man.
That's nonsense. You're one of the best interviewers ever.
I'm not a strong man.
Okay.
I've never been able to truly love.
Is this part of the interview?
I was never able to keep a pet.
Right. What is this?
I'm not capable of painting fine art.
Very few people are.
Long division has always tortured me.
When have you needed to do it?
I'm afraid of sunshine.
Can I leave?
I've never lusted after any of your daughters.
Thank you.
But...
This is very sweet, Charlie, but I...
I've always had feelings for you.
Okay, I gotta go. This is weirder than hanging out with Bobby De Niro in his basement on a bad day.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. James Lipton did a peppier version of this last week.
Join us next week, where my guest will be Bruce Dern. I've always had feelings for him. I'm not an insightful man. I was never good at Jenga. Legos frighten me.
Whether you're liberal or conservative, you never have to see another opinion again that challenges you. Thanks, Internet!
Coming up on the Final Edition Radio Hour, Virgin flies you to the moon, the shame of downwardly mobile cats, and a thick slice of this American life. With any luck, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour, a more perfect onion.
The Final Edition presents a public service message from the National Denier Service.
Here at the NDS, we've been getting a lot of calls asking if tornadoes are the result of global warming. The best answer is that scientists disagree. Both real scientists and the ones paid for by right-wing front groups with bland patriotic names funded by the Koch brothers. We simply don't have enough information about tornadoes, weather, or bland patriotic front groups to make an informed decision. Most of what we know about tornadoes comes from The Wizard of Oz and Twister, one a classic and the other not even available on Netflix. Trying to formulate national policy based on a mishmash of the Lollipop Guild and Helen Hunt is itself a natural disaster. As deniers, we know that denial itself is like a tornado, demolishing some truths while preserving others. David Koch is very much like a twister, except twisters don't make big donations to the institutions they subvert. So the next time a tornado hits, do what Dorothy did. Lie on your bed and wait for your black and white farmhouse to take you someplace better. With any luck, you'll make it to that Disney CGI Oz and get to hang out with the magical James Franco.
The preceding announcement was paid for by Americans for Preceding Announcements, a bland patriotic front group funded by the Kochs.
Now it's time for episode 2 of Michelle Bachman, Girl Detective. Our story begins when Michelle and her sidekick Marvin run into an old pal.
Congressman Daryl Issa, why are you out of breath?
Marvin, Michelle, boy, I sure got a mystery for you.
Hey, I'm good at mysteries.
I've been investigating President Obama because of Benghazi. I thought Al-Qaeda was behind the attack on the embassy, and I thought the president was covering it up. So I investigated and investigated and investigated and investigated.
And what happened next?
Then I investigated and investigated and investigated and investigated.
And what did you find out?
Nothing. So I investigated and investigated and investigated and investigated.
Is this going anywhere?
No. So then the New York Times investigated, and they found out there's no evidence Al-Qaeda was even involved. So, no Al-Qaeda, no cover-up of Al-Qaeda.
And what's the mystery?
The mystery is, who wasted everyone's time with this pointless investigation?
He did. Daryl Issa. He just said he ran the investigation.
Did he?
Did I?
I didn't hear.
I only half listened to myself. But the mystery is, why won't the president apologize?
Apologize for your investigation?
Exactly.
This has been a massive waste of everyone's time. investigating why the president lied when the president did not actually lie. Wouldn't you agree that's bad?
Well, yeah, but...
And isn't it somebody's fault?
Yes, you!
So, why won't this administration name the person responsible for me wasting everyone's time?
Because you're responsible for you wasting everybody's time. The person who should apologize is Daryl Issa. It's an easy name to remember. It's the name you always give whenever somebody asks your name.
Why can't they just name the person responsible? It's a simple question.
It must be a cover-up.
Covering up? That there was no cover-up.
The president must be held accountable.
To the Batmobile!
What?